or tape CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, July the 5th, 2018, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on witchcraft and other snares.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You know there's power in agreement, right?
Yes.
Who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Yeah.
How many came here to get some freedom?
Yes.
Amen. How many?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to say this to you. We'll do a little housekeeping here. There's no freedom without repentance. None. If you don't have repentance in your heart, you need to start asking God right now to give you godly sorrow. You're wasting your time coming here. No freedom without repentance. The Lord's a loving God. He desperately wants us to see it. He was so desperate He died. He paid a great price. Not just so we could go to heaven. Praise God for that reward, right? But he died so that we could walk out a life here on this earth that is a witness for Him. And a witness for Him is a bold witness. And it's not a beat up witness. Oh, life will hit you. Okay. How many here have been beat up some? Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. The rest of you will have to work on the lies here. That, I know. But listen, what Brother Paul said, struck down, not destroyed. Joy comes in the morning.
And before I was afflicted, I went astray. It was good that I was afflicted because now I keep His word.
Amen. Sometimes, listen, so... there are people, listen, the Lord, the Bible says the Lord draws men to repentance with His goodness. And that is so true. But sometimes we're so stubborn, it takes a real good whipping.
That's right.
To go, oh, Jesus, help me. And to know that He's good. I know that was my case. Everything, my wheels all had to fall off the wagon I was driving. Because I was driving it, He wasn't. And I thought I was driving it, but really I'd just given the reins to the enemy. Because you're either going to ride with Jesus, or you're going to ride with the enemy.
That's right.
One of the even born again people, listen, He'll rescue us. And I guarantee you, there's people in this room walked up really strong with God and then all of a sudden fell back. And it wasn't until you went, oh God, help me,
That's right.
A sinner. And you got pulled out of the mess you got yourself in. Mm-hmm. If you read Psalm 107 and many of the Psalms, you'll see that over and over and over again. Israel was just messed up. Man, they sinned every way. And they're our example, by the way. The Bible calls them an example in the King James, but it's an example. So you read the Old Testament, read what happened to Israel, and you can see what even happens in our lives. Okay? But over and over again, they sin and then get messed up. Philistines, all of the ites would come put a whooping on them, and they'd cry out to God. And it says He'd hear. Psalm 107:20 says he said that He sent His word and He healed them and delivered them of all of their destructions. Well, so it'll be here tonight, Jesus' name.
Yes.
And tomorrow and the next day. The next day. And I just decree it and beyond that for all who will in the name of Jesus. We are ongoing and perpetually being delivered.
Right.
If you think that you're going to get finished here, it ain't happened. He's the author and finisher of your faith, and He hasn't started at work that He's not going to finish, and He'll work that until the day of redemption. But you can leave here different than you came. Amen?
Yes.
You can go to bed tonight different than you came. Thank you, Lord. I want to go to bed tonight different than I came. I come here to get freedom too, even when I'm ministering. Thank you, Lord. Amen? All right. Who's all first-timers here? Oh, praise the Lord. No good. New balance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. A few things in this sanctuary, and there's a list of the what's asked of people here. And one thing is asked you not to bring any food or water in here, and other than a bottle of water, and food or drink other than bottle of water. And then in your rooms, if you're renting a room here, then please don't have food or other drinks besides bottled water in your room as well, too, because this is a country place, and unless you like pestilence, and then you could leave something, and the pestilence could stay here, and then these folks would have to contend with it. So please just honor that. 10 o'clock is basically lights out. So what you do within your room quietly is one thing, but just please don't make a bunch of noise keeping other people up, because you're going to find that, and I strongly urge you. Oh, by the way, my name is Randy Ritchie, if you don't know me. And this is my wife, Callie, sitting here. Stand up. You're going to find, and I strongly urge you, and if you've been here before, and just remind you that that you don't know which minister is going to minister your breakthrough. Everybody here has come to serve the living God, and everybody here has gifts and talents from the Lord, and you don't know which one is going to be used to help you break through. So make every ministry that you can. And I can tell you from experience that the enemy had tried to make you tired. He tried to make you tired. This one of the things is that this is a deliverance camp. This is a place where demons are cast out. That we're going to preach the full counsel of God here. And that counsel of God means you're going to be blessed by God. You're going to suffer with Jesus. Okay? That means that we can cast demons out, but you're going to have to crucify your flesh. And we cast demons out until I'm from Texas, so until the cows come home. And if you don't crucify your flesh, they'll come back. You've got to die to self. And so one of the things and one of the ways of dying to self, and I'm just saying this, man, you wake up and you're tired, just fight through. Just push. Tell the devil, you're not stealing my blessing. I bet Jacob was tired after he wrestled with God all night. Huh? But he didn't let him go. Well, he got his blessing. So if you came here, come and get your blessing. Get your freedom. And we have prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning. And that is a prayer team, and that's where individuals can be prayed for. We'll do a little group deliverance to set a table in the morning, but then you'll be able to come up and ask the Lord for and share with people with understanding what's been troubling you, what you've had trouble overcoming, and how the enemy's been afflicting you, and you can get yourself some help. So if you came this far, and you spent the money to get here, and you spent the time to get here, and you got something, or multiple things, or many things, come in the morning too. Come in the morning. Fight through. Get up. And listen, we as ministers know, often we have to go take a nap between services. Right? We'll have to catch up sometime. Because we'll start at 6 in the morning, and sometimes we pray till 10. I'm right until the next service. And so we go catch up. But listen, I get to sleep all the time at home. We get to sleep all the time at home. So if you ask God, He'll give you strength. I promise you. He'll make your sleep, whatever you get, exponential sleep. And many of you may get the first set of good sleep you've had in years and years and years as the Lord starts taking hooks out of you that the enemy's had in your soul all these years. So, bless you. Thank you for being here. One other thing that we ask, and some people get mad about this, but you need to understand that you came here, and we understand that you may be very anointed. You may carry a level of anointing some of us don't. And God has appointed you to do many great and awesome things. But if He sent you here, He didn't send you here to minister. Okay? He didn't send you here to minister. He sent you here to be ministered to. And so we have there's a line of authority beginning with Brother Merrill and Brother Kevin and Sister Patty and the ministers that are here that are here at the pulpit, that are here during the prayer team, and there's a time and a place for everything. So just ask you, if you got a personal prophecy for somebody, hold it till Monday and get their phone number if they want to give it to you, and that's y'all's business. Okay? And we ask you, once again, not to be certainly publicly ministering to one another. Just leave that. We have to have a line of authority. And under this house, see, it's the deliverance house. We're in a battle. I mean, if you don't know, we're in a battle.
That's right.
Everybody's always in a battle. The more free you get, the more you understand the battle. Okay? Sometimes you've just been getting your tail whipped and you don't even know why. Just seems like life's unfair. Well, there's a cause and effect to everything. Sometimes you inherit things. Sometimes people sin against you. Sometimes it's your own sin. But listen, in the name of Jesus, we can become victorious. But we have to have order. And I always want to remind people about the centurion that came to Jesus. This is a man under authority. He had great power. He had 100 men under him. He could send, and he said, he went to the Lord, and he said, my servant is sick. And the Lord was going to go to his home, and the man said, I'm not even worthy for you to go to my home, but I'm a man under authority. I send men this way, they go that way. I send them that way, they go that way. Speak a word, and it'll be done. Speak a word. And Jesus said, I haven't seen this faith in all of Israel. And he's talking about a Roman. Who's cheering us on today? I promise you that fellow's in heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Unless he backslid, but I believe he didn't. Amen. All right. So let me. I believe that's it for the housekeeping. So let's pray, and we'll go to the Lord and see what He has to do here tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank You for Your good hand upon us all. You're a great and mighty King. You are a warrior. You are Yahweh, and You are a man of war. Jesus, You're the captain of the Lord's army. Lord Jesus, You came and died and shed Your precious blood that we can be washed clean. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Your promise is no weapon formed against us prospers, and that we can condemn every voice that would rise up against us. And we so right now, I condemn every demonic voice speaking to anybody in this house in the name of Jesus, and anybody that will hear later in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank You, Lord. Let God arise, Yahweh, and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I thank You that You gave us the keys of the kingdom, that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And so right now, Lord, You said if we take a man's house, we must first bind the strong man. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the strong man assigned against the camp. The strong man assigned against every family, every bloodline, in the name of Jesus. I cut off all outside help. I ask You, Father, for warring angels to go into the heavenlies above us, around us, in this room, even push and cut off every principality, every power, every dominion, in the name of Jesus. Cut off Jezebel in the heavenlies. Cut off Baal in the heavenlies. Cut off Asherah in the heavenlies. Cut off Osiris in the heavenlies. Isis and Horus.
Yes.
By any other name. In the name of Jesus. Cut off the gods and cut off the goddesses. There's but one true and holy Most High God, and that's You. And Lord, I thank You, Lord, that we loose confusion into the enemy camp, civil war into the enemy camp in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord, for Your hornets. They're loosed right now to bring destruction to the people's giants, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by any name. And Lord Jesus, we give You all the glory and honor and praise. I bind mind-blinding spirits. I bind deaf-dumb spirits. I bind heart-blinding spirits. And I bind all witchcraft and sorcery in the name of Jesus. I bind all vain imaginations in the name of Jesus. And I break the power of every work of darkness that would come against God's people. And Lord, I ask that You pour out Your perfect love that cast out fear tonight, Lord. Pour out perfect love that cast out fear. In the name of Jesus. For it's love that conquers all, and love that never fails, and love that covers a multitude of sin. And Lord, even faith works by love. So let Your love flow, Lord, as You do get Yourself glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to talk tonight about witchcraft. But as the Lord has quickened me, before we do, I want to give everybody here an opportunity And I'm just going to pray, and you're going to start forgiving. Okay? You start forgiving. If you came here to get free, and listen, so here's the deal. We're going to say, well, I'm going to lead you in prayer. You're going to ask God, if you will. We're not forcing you to, but if you came here to get free, it would help you. Okay? If you don't want to get free, don't ask God to show you who to forgive. Some of you know, even as I'm speaking, already jumping up your belly. Okay? But we got to forgive. The Word of God tells us if we don't forgive, we're not even forgiven. Okay? How many like tormentors? Anybody?
No.
I hate them. Jesus said we don't forgive our brother from the heart. He told a story about unforgiveness. And said, if you don't forgive your brother from your heart, he said, my Father will send the tormentors. Because God's not going to let the character of the devil stay in us. It's the devil that's the accuser of the brethren. So let's just pray and do this business a little bit before I even start teaching. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to show me who I need to forgive, who I'm offended at, in Jesus' name. Now, just close your eyes and listen and see. The Lord may show you. He may say, and then you just start saying, I release them, I let them go. Say it under your breath. Say, I give them, I let them go, Lord. I release them. Let it go. Let it go. Lord, and I thank you even now you begin to deliver your people in the name of Jesus. If they've offended you, if they've hurt you, some of you may be mad at God. He didn't do it. He wants to bless you. You let yourself go. But you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're not saying what they did was right. Some people do horrible things to other people. Humanly unforgivable, but with God, nothing's impossible. And if He didn't, He wouldn't ask you to do it if He wouldn't help you do it. And this may be something that we work through this weekend, but I want you to hear something. Your attitude now is that I want to. I want to. And you don't have to emotionally feel like it. You just have to give God permission because He's your daddy. As Brother Merrill says, He's a good daddy. He's Abba. He loves us. Why wouldn't I want to do what my daddy wants me to do? He's a good daddy. Why wouldn't I want to do what my Lord Jesus, who paid that price, who died, nails, whips, thorns. Why wouldn't we want to do what He wants us to do? He's a good God. He's a good God. And He loves His people. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent. For any unforgiveness, any unholy judgment, in the name of Jesus. I repent for idolatry. Putting my opinion, my emotions above your word. In my actions, in my thoughts, in my words. I repent, Lord. I repent in the name of Jesus. For all sexual sin. Immorality. I repent for murder. Now this is in our bloodlines. I mean, you had to murder somebody. I just want you to hear this. We're accounting. When I'm saying we repent, we're talking about us and our ancestors. We're just saying, listen, I can't get my ancestors in heaven, but I can sure say I don't agree with what they did, even though I'm glad I'm here and honor them for that. But I'm saying I don't agree with what they did. So say I repent for murder. Backbiting, slander, gossiping, any abortion in my bloodline, in the name of Jesus, I repent, passing children through the fire, all sacrifices, in the name of Jesus, I repent, in the name of Jesus, for lying, cheating, stealing, moving property lines, uneven scales, and balances. I repent for anger, hatred, and murder. And I break all these curses. I repent and break every covenant, every agreement, every contract, every written contract, every blood covenant, every dedication, every unholy baptism, every verbal agreement with Satan, Lucifer, fallen angels, demons, and wicked people by me, by my ancestors, knowingly or unknowing. I repent. And I break these agreements in Jesus' name. And I command every spirit that enforces these agreements to go now in Jesus' name. All right, take a deep breath. Let God's people go. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Let them go. Bitterness, anger, hatred, murder, unforgiveness, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, that of the idolatry, those enforcers, I break their power. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. In Jesus' name, take another deep breath. Spirits come out by the air. You might cough, you might sneeze, you might yawn. In the name of Jesus, you could burp. You don't have to tell your neighbor you're sorry. Just keep burping. Amen. Just get delivered in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter. Okay. However they come out, we don't decide that. They come out. However they do. Sometimes I prayed for a man the other day, and he said I felt my feet vibrated, and it shot out the top of my head. And I said, well, glory to God. You know, who cares how they leave? We're just glad they leave. But that was a testimony to him that it was leaving. You follow me?
Yeah.
See. So all of those things I just described as symptoms could very well happen to you. And but they might not. You might just breathe and your life change. We don't care. However God wants to do it, however He wants to whoop the enemy, we're all in agreement. We don't, you know, praise the Lord. Now listen, you could be over here, listen, and you could be quietly breathing and getting your life changed, and your neighbor's over here screaming. Okay, screaming. Those demons throwing a fit, and that person might have 100, and you've got 5,000. Yours are leaving quietly. Doesn't matter how they go. It's not an indication. All right? It's just that demon's throwing a fit. Demons are like people. They got opinions. They got a will. They got emotions. They throw a fit. What they're really trying to do in all of us, just listen to me, they want you to become like they are. So if you got a spirit of lust, it wants you to become like it. Anger, like anger. Fear, like fear. That's what they're trying to do, is mold their character in us. Okay? So, but they, some of them throw a fit. Let them throw a fit all the way to Jesus for their judgment. Amen? So don't get distracted by what goes on with your neighbor. Okay? The other thing is to begin to teach, and I go into this and later, and as the other people do deliverance, or if they're calling out spirits in their teachings as we go forward, and you love that person next to you and they're weeping and crying, let them weep and cry. Don't touch them. Okay? Don't stop. Because you'll take it from between them and God and the deliverance and the war, and it'll become about the comfort and the person next to you. Okay? All right, you love on them later. Pray for them. Best thing to do is pray. But really, just listen to me. Y'all ever seen a horse with blinders on? That's what you need to be like that. You need to be like, not that we're calling you blind, but for the purposes of the ministry here, it needs to be you and Jesus. Don't worry about what's going on to the right, and don't worry about what's going on to the left. Just let it be you and Jesus. If you do that, you get the maximum out of what's here. Amen? That means we're not ignorant of what's going on, but you can literally say, well, Lord, bless them, I agree that they're getting free, and then go back to your focus. Amen? Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for your good hand. Now, right now, in the name of Jesus, I command every squatter, right now, every squatter from what we've already broken to come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and take a deep breath in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every squatter. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. Witchcraft. Made up of two words, witch and craft. The practices of witches, sorcery, enchantments, intercourse with the devil, power more than natural. You know, you need to know there's two kinds of powers in this world. Okay? Two. It's either of God or it's not. If it's of God, it's good. And it destroys darkness. Okay? But all this, listen, even the fantasy realm is a dangerous place to be. It's not God. So there is power on the dark side. The devil has power. Okay? They have amazing power at times. God is bigger.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. But all you got to do is listen. If you go back and read the story about Moses and Pharaoh and watch what Pharaoh's people were able to do, they were able to do some amazing things until God said enough. Okay? Good news is He said enough at the cross. Thank you, Father. Witchcraft, also called witchery or spellcraft, is the use of magical faculties, most commonly for religious, divinatory, or medicinal purposes. This may take many forms depending on cultural context. It is the belief then in the practice of magic. It's been present since the earliest human cultures and continues to have an important religious and medicinal role in many cultures today. This was a few years ago when I put this teaching together, and then, and I'm going to mix this with something else. The title is called Witchcraft and Other Snares. But on a Google search, ask.com, there were 5,501 followers on Google for this question. And it said it's the use of magical faculties. Most common, I read that already. But it had a list of witches. European witchcraft. Witchcraft in children. There's one called witch smeller witchcraft. That's witchcraft to help you smell out a witch. 51,375 likes at that time. 786 were talking about it. The searches were related to witchcraft, witchcraft spells, witchcraft history, free witchcraft spells, witchcraft symbols, spells, witchcraft supplies, witchcraft stores, black magic spells at work, USPsychic.com. Don't go to any of these places, by the way. Unless you're called, don't play there. Okay? It's not a game. All right. Sometimes there are certain people that have a calling to go expose the enemy. And even then, you've got to go under the cover of God. You understand? So it's not a place to toy around. But listen, love spells, money spells, voodoo, witchcraft spells, cast for you, happy customer testimonials, psychic readings, spell castings, layaway, lay away a spell, if you'd like to. I'm not church at Walmart yet, but the day is at hand. Okay? Unfortunately. All right? AncientVoodoo.com. AncientVoodoo.com spells at work. I will guide you to the right spell. Adongo Baoku, Voodoo High Priest. How to do witchcraft. The Encyclopedia Mythica says witchcraft, and it says, or the old religion, it's as old as the story of human civilization. Evidence for its roots exists from prehistoric times in many parts of the world. Facebook witchcraft. Sign up for Facebook. Now, what does God say about witchcraft? Do you know? He hates it. Look at Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Now listen, that doesn't mean we need to go pray for witches to die. You understand that? They've already got a death sentence upon them. Listen, you reap what you sow. Okay? We need to intercede for them that they would see and forgive them. And I'm saying this because listen to me. As we move forward, as we move forward, that deal that I looked up, I would gather to say it's probably 100 times as many likes, 100 times as many searches, 100 times. People are looking. They're looking for power. They're looking for something real. And I love God's people, but I want you to hear, for the most part, across the board, God's people have failed to display the power of God. Lord, open the church's eyes. We have greater power. Listen to me. Greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. So a true, spirit-filled, faith-believing believer that'll just believe God's got more power than everything the enemy has combined. And we have the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean we're arrogant. And doesn't mean it's about us. It's about Him. But you got to know who you are. You got to know who He is in you. And what Jesus will do. But as we move forward, there's so much, your children are being indoctrinated. And I'm just going to tell you, Disney's full of witchcraft. It's horrible. It's full of sexual innuendo. Disney. Just go research it. You can look online. If you got a curiosity about that, look at the demonic fruits of Disney. And go see where Walt Disney came from and who set him up. And what, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Because it's, listen, when you let the devil out of the closet, he gets in your face. Nickelodeon. It's horrible. New Age teaching. Hinduism. Hidden. It's all there. It's not, listen, it's not easy being a parent today. But I'm going to tell you something. You're not your, I'm just going to say, you're not your children's best friend. You're their mama or daddy. You can be best friends when they're grown. Then it's their business. You raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And I'm going to show you some pictures of some things later. By no means is that even comprehensive, what I'm about to show you. But these things, this is, so you sit in front of TV, and they, now listen, studies are showing that the waves that come off the TV put you in on purpose. From the time it was a little black and white thing with the aluminum on the antenna where you had to sit and hold it for your daddy. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Okay. Where I was in Houston, it was Channel 2. It was the weakest channel, and that's where the Houston Oilers were on, so I was holding it deep. From the very time that it first came out, they knew, and they knew from the beginning that it has waves that put your mind in a state to be taught. To be taught. A relaxed state to be taught. Anybody ever felt like, you know, look at people, they're like zombies in front of the TV. It's easy to get there. So my question is, what are they teaching? And I think we need to ask that. So as we move forward, and Harry Potter is common entertainment curriculum in the schools where they teach you to do sorcery and witch and spells. It's there. Twilight, vampires, magic, and everything. Listen, so when you look at those little, listen, so My Little Pony and all that, the little fairy dust all around it, it's another kingdom. And if you really want to, so I'm sitting here as a Christian telling you, and a lot of people go, he's crazy, like, you know, or that, you know, I'm just the one this time. But but if you'll go look at Wikipedia and the description of these toys, it will tell you what all's going on with out of their mouths, not out of the mouths of somebody as a Christian saying this is wrong. Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Deuteronomy 18:10, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. Anybody ever heard of Joseph Smith? Do you know how he got his information? He had rocks, put them in a hat, stuck his face in it. The house, the hat glowed, his face glowed, and he would repeat, and his wife would write it down. He was a Masonic divinator from a long line of them. Enchantment, that means charms. People today, listen, it's real stuff. People fall under spells. Love spells are put on people that enchants them towards somebody else. Regard Leviticus 19:31. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am Yahweh your God. Leviticus 20:27 says, a man or a woman who is a medium or a necromancer shall surely be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones, their blood shall be upon them. Now listen, probably some people in this room done a Ouija board. Thank God you weren't under that covenant. And got caught and didn't repent, huh? If you did, listen, I want you to hear me. What we're doing is exposing the enemy. We want to see people get free here. Amen? Doesn't matter. If you came here, you came for freedom. So just bring it to the table and let's get rid of it. Whatever the enemy might have. Listen, if you played with a Ouija board, you got a familiar spirit. It's flat. There's one there. And you might even think it's God talking to you, and it's not. Tarot cards, palm readers. Old Testament, second, even if you thought it was funny and didn't believe in it, because that person is working with demons and you went to them and it opened the door in partnership to go to another source besides God. You listen, if we want to know something, we can ask the Lord. It's right there in the Bible, whatever we need to know, and Holy Spirit will show us what is directly for our lives. So that was Old Testament. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3:16. He says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All Scripture quoted in the Bible in the Old Testament was confirmed in the New. Okay? The New Testament, listen, if you looked in the New Testament, if it's not in the Old, it's not there. Okay? Everything, every doctrine in the New Testament was in the Old Testament. The Bereans were more noble than everybody else because they searched through the Scriptures daily to find out if Paul was telling them the truth. Galatians 5:19 and 21. Here it is. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, and drunkenness, and things like these. I warned you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Acts 13, 8 through 10. But Elymas, the magician, for that is the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, told him, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord?" There's a spirit that'll make crooked the straight path. Everybody say, "Lord."
Lord.
Every spirit, that makes my path
crooked,
I command to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let him go. Let him go. Go, 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 go. You spirit who makes the straight path crooked, I bind you. I break your power. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Revelation 21 and 8. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for the murderers, the sexually immoral, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Thank you, Father. And my word is mission, but it's just sorcery. Those who won't repent of their sorcery too have their part of the lake of fire. Acts 16:16. As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. But what did Paul do with that woman? Does anybody know? He cast that spirit out. He cast the demon out and trusted it. So there's ancestral witchcraft. Every culture group has some form of witchcraft that was and is practiced. Witchcraft's a pagan religion. Pagan religions worship multiple deities rather than a single god. Paganism is one of the oldest religions and includes all religions that are not Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. But you need to know that every one of those, Christian, I'm not saying true born again people, but Christian, Muslim, and Jewish have their own witchcraft. How many heard of the Amish? Supposed to be Christian, full of witchcraft. Go study it sometime. Islam, although they denounce witchcraft, they got all sorts of sorcery going on in Islam. It's one of the reasons our soldiers get so messed up when they come back from over there because they're getting cursed. Okay? The Jews have something called Kabbalah. Okay? And many of your Hollywood stars are really enamored with Kabbalah.
And many of the false prophets today are into it.
Into Kabbalah. Yes, there is. It's, and Kabbalah is the way it's practiced is the using of the Word of God to call on angels to do your bidding, but not in a holy way. Okay? It's a misuse and often of the Word of God and the interpretation of God. It's pure witchcraft. So there's Appalachian folk magic. That's what's mixed with Christianity roots. It has a European mixture. There's Pennsylvania Dutch hexcraft, or the powwow mixture of Germanic, Native American, Kabbalah, and the Bible roots is described, and that's what the Amish are into. Let's see. There's Kabbalah, Celtic witchcraft, Irish habit, the craft of the pitch, Scottish witchcraft. There's voodoo. So voodoo, the New World witchcraft, comes out of Nigeria, what's called Yoruba. Other African witchcraft, and it's mixed with Catholicism. There's Santeria, Latin witchcraft mixed with Catholicism. Macumba is in South America mixed with Catholicism. The Catholic Church, from many places, never had a problem mixing what they do with whatever the culture. OK? okay? So you end up with all these different kinds of witchcraft, so they'll pray to the Catholic saint, but then they'll invoke one of these demons at the same time. And by the way, that Catholic saint's a demon too. You need to know that. Now, if that person's in heaven, they're cheering people on not to do that. You know, if that person made heaven, some of those people called saints may very well have been born again and in heaven. Okay? But when you go to worshiping a human being, you create a spirit will take on that human's name. Okay? So you can get you a spirit of St. Christopher if you want one. You know how many demons a Christian can have? And it can all they want. That's right. As many as you want. There's Native American witchcraft. It varies from region to region, tribe to tribe, often called medicine, the old ways, etc. A lot of the Native Americans, good people, they're Christian, but they can't, they don't have the discernment to see that some of it, see, listen, if your culture agrees with God, no big deal, okay? But if the culture, if you're mixing in animal worship, if you're mixing in any God with the Most High God, it is wrong. And it creates an issue. And you go back to Israel and you look, Israel was never defeated. Never defeated when they were serving God.
Right.
But when they brought in the other gods, they never, in the whole time, they never just said, we don't agree. We're just saying no to Yahweh. They're not saying Yahweh doesn't exist and He wasn't the Most High. They just wanted to bring the others in too. And whenever they did that, they went down the tube and were defeated. They always lose. So you got Oriental witchcraft, you've got Kundalini awakened, Tibetan Buddhist witchcraft, Buddhist tantras, mantras, mandalas, meditation, trances, yoga, karate, martial arts, ki, acupuncture, acupressure, Hindu magic, reiki, pilates, reflexology, reiki, medical, many of the nurses in the medical field are Reiki masters. By the way, to become a Reiki master, you have to go to somebody else to get it imparted to you. And then when they do, they run their hand across and the spirit takes over and guides them to wherever they think the healing needs to be. Okay? And many of them are confused, thinking, well, Christian, we're told the Bible to lay hands on people, totally different thing. So there are people, listen, there are people who go in the hospital and come out different because somebody worked with that mess on them while they were in the hospital. And they can project it. The ones that are very strong in it don't even have to be there. They can project it from afar. Well, what are they projecting? They're just getting in agreement with demons. And there are actual healings that happen. But if it happens, it's an exchange for something worse later. You understand? Because that's the way the enemy works. That's like if you went to a fortune teller, they might tell you the truth about something coming. They might tell you something that only supernaturally could be known. It's just their supernatural information isn't coming from God. It's coming from the demons. Their demons talking to your demons to give you an answer. And then you take and run with that answer and you've got disaster in your family and in your life later. The types of witchcraft go on and on. Tried to demonstrate in the list that every continent. So I told you witchcraft from every continent other than Antarctica. Okay? Everyone. They're working on that. It's there. It's there. We just don't have the list but another day. There's a lot going on in Antarctica. I've tried to demonstrate in this list every continent has been perpetually plagued by these abominations. There's red magic, yellow magic, black magic, white magic, blue magic. Cherokee have a red man, a black man, a yellow man, and a white man. And the red is what they call them for victory. The white is what they call them for healing. The yellow is what they call on to curse somebody, and the black is what they call on to kill somebody. I didn't know the Cherokee had that until I ran into somebody that I learned. I learned about those little men. Okay, sometimes you learn and you just pray. Listen, we he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Amen. Okay. Every continent, every culture has participated. Some think and are deceived to believe they work good, beneficial magic. All magic is a partnering with spirits that are not of the Lord. And they are an abomination. So, the word abomination is what the Lord calls magic. Extreme hatred or detestation. The object of detestation. A common signification in Scripture. It said the way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Hence defilement, pollution in a physical sense, or evil doctrines and practices, which are moral defilements, idols, idolatry, they're all called abominations. I want to show you some symbolism. All C and I. Anybody got any dollar bills? Okay. That was put there by a man that was a Secretary of State that was a Rosicrucian. That means a high-level Mason that knows he's practicing witchcraft. It's just a form of Freemasonry. But they know. All Rosicrucians know they're playing with dark arts. Typical Mason doesn't. Some of them do. But not your average guy. So, universal symbol representing spiritual sight, inner vision, higher knowledge, insight into occult mysteries. We also call that the third eye. You see the dot on a Hindu person, that's a representative of the third eye. It also is a representative of Horus, the Egyptian god, and a representative of Seth, the Egyptian god as well, too. So, one of the things that happens if you play with magic, even that Ouija board, or you inherited occultic spirits, or you were inherited even from Freemasonry, Eastern Star, or your ancestors did it, or you got into drugs. So say you had hallucinations. Well, those hallucinations were not imaginations. You were seeing into the spirit realm. Things got opened up. You saw things you shouldn't see. See, if we see in the spirit realm, God wants to show us something, that's okay. But it needs to be from the Holy Ghost. When you go making things happen, it's an illegal act. And it creates an issue. There are many people, even in the churches today, that are false prophets that love the Lord and they're speaking and that their third eye is open and they came out of darkness and they practice drug use and no matter what, so no telling what they inherited or what else they did, and now they're saved, they're born again, they don't mean wrong, but they're not hearing from God. And they're speaking words that aren't from the Lord and they're destroying people. That's why you have to test every spirit. Okay, and Paul said, test it, check it to see if it's good. Okay, keep what's good. But we should test every spirit. Every time. Without being judgmental or critical, because if it's a word from the Lord, you want it. Amen? If it's a word from Him, I want it. But if it's not, I don't want it. So when I pray for people, and we do a lot of personal deliverances for people, but then when we pray here, I'll lead you through that prayer if you want, but we're going to renounce all false giftings, anything that's not from God, and command any of those spirits to go, and then say, Lord, everything you have I want. Use me for your kingdom. So He gets His glory. Next one is alchemy. 17th century sign illustrates the blending of geometric shapes, elemental symbols, and astrological signs, earth, wind, fire, and water. A lot of witchcraft, it revolves around earth, wind, fire, and water. You know what your body's made of? Earth, wind, fire, water. A lot of what they did, see, we're made of dirt, we got fire in these bodies, we got water in these bodies, then we have breath. Amen? Earth, wind, fire, and rain. So when you, and the witchcraft, what it did, and the demons would manipulate often the elements. Guess what? Today, technology is doing the same thing only witchcraft does. Now, God trumps any of this. You know, we need to begin as a body of Christ to begin praying against the technology that's been used against us. Because that's a teaching for another day, that they're microwaving us, they're doing all sorts of things to try to alter our minds. They're spraying the atmosphere with lithium. Lithium's a drug. But just so you know. I've come to the understanding I'm going to pray over the air I breathe just like over the food I eat. Okay? There's an amulet. It's a magic charm, like a little Navajo bear earring. It's one to bring good luck, protection against illness, accidents, and evil forces. You know what it does? It brings illness, accidents, and evil forces. It's not going to protect you. It's going to bring them. There's a sign of anarchy. popular among school-age children. Symbol for anarchy fits the message that pervades most popular video games, role-playing games, movies, and television. The lines of the A often extend outside the circle. To many Satanists and other fast-growing occult groups, it represents their slogan, "Do what you will. Do what thou will." A former occultist explains that it represents Asmodeus, which is a demonic force driving teenagers towards sexual perversion and suicide. Asmodeus also known to wreck marriages. You're going to wreck a marriage, what's the quickest way? With sexual sin. You know, we fight over money, people do all sorts of stuff, but that's a deal breaker. And also, if the lines extend out, oftentimes that means there was something very terrible done on the site. If you ever see that put anywhere on a wall, anywhere, repent for whatever happened there. I don't want to say with who's in here, but something terrible, the shedding of blood was done on that spot. The Ankh was an objective. Listen, I see Christians wearing this thinking that's a cross. Listen, by the way, a cross, if you think it's protecting you, you just made it an amulet. Okay? So that amulet is a good luck charm. Okay? There's no such thing as luck. That's a devil's tool. Okay? So, if you wore a cross thinking that it protects you, you just made it an amulet. So an Ankh, an Egyptian cross, symbolizes a mythical, eternal life, rebirth, and the life-giving power of the sun. Then there's the Blair Witch. Was a five-pointed compound symbol with a center triangle pointing down. The five lines resemble the microcosmic man with arms and legs outstretched inside a circle with a pentagram in the background. A magic symbol or a charm amongst alchemists and wizards. You know what you do with these? You start looking. If it's in your home, why would you want it in there? That's the point of this. There's a sacred bull. Egyptian idol. These ancient Egyptian idols, once worshipped as manifestations of gods, are being revived. Anybody ever heard of Red Bull the drink? Well, and when you see these bulls, it represents Lot. Zeus was a bull too. You got to remember that all these gods from all these cultures, they evolved in their belief systems, okay? But they still go back, ultimately, they're going to go back to Lucifer. But look, see that? The horns? There was usually a moon disc in the middle of it, so it represented the worship not only of the bull, the animal, but the worship of the moon at the same time. And so, the next was the caduceus. You see that all over the medical field, right? Staff of Hermes, ancient symbol dating back to the Greek messenger god Hermes, but these wings also go back to an Egyptian god called Ra. Then there's chaos. Apparently a self-made form of occultism taught through role-playing games such as Warhammer. Games will destroy you. The wrong games, video games, will bring destruction. We got kids twisting off and shooting people over these games. Okay? It's because you sit there and you listen. Do you know the military trains you to fight with videos? They train you to fight, to kill people with videos. Well, that may be good if you're practicing to be a soldier. But it's no telling what else subliminally is done there, so they crater when they come back too, along with what witchcraft has done and the horrible things they've seen without getting cleansed, as the Lord would do for them. But listen, I don't know if you can see that, but that's a skull. You think, I want to just ask, does anybody think Jesus wear a t-shirt with a skull on it? Huh?
No.
Or gave him a big old sword with a skull on the end of it. It's death. There should be nothing attractive about that to a Christian. Okay, so this, the point within a circle that's Masonic, and let's just say it's generative, reproductive in nature, both male and female. Earth, wind, fire, and rain. Masonic symbolism, square and a compass. On the surface, that means, and this is Freemasonry is a whole other subject on a whole other day, but you need to understand that there's a lot wrong with Freemasonry. But if only this were the problem, it would be enough to make it Antichrist, because the belief system of Freemasonry is if you live by the square and the compass, good moral living, you get to go see the great architect of the universe when you die. So that denies the saving power of the blood of Jesus as the only way. So it's Antichrist, just right there with about 10,000 other things wrong. So just know that. Now, if you go back to Genesis 6, you're going to see the Word of God tells us the sons of God took the daughters of men for wives, and there were giants in the land. Okay? Sons of God, B'nai Elohim, same word used in the book of Job when it says that the sons of God were gathered around the council of God and Satan was amongst them. So these sons of God are not humans, they are angels. So angels, fallen ones, called watchers, took women for wives and created giant hybrid beings. Okay? So ultimately, the meaning of that is male and female, heaven coming to earth. Heaven coming to earth again. It's pointing, and Jesus said to us, through His Word, that He said it's going to be like the days of Noah when He returns. Okay? That's what He said. So you go back and look and see what happens in the days of Noah. The Freemasonry symbolism is pointing to that. All back through Babylonian religion of various forms, through Egypt, back to Babylon, but beyond to before the flood. There's the moon gods. Look, there's a cross. Anybody ever see these crosses? Okay. Well, the Celtics ended up, when they took Christianity in the form of Roman Catholicism, but they took it into Ireland, they ended up with this: earth, wind, fire, and rain imposed on that. So then you've got your double-headed eagles. Those are symbols that mean out of chaos comes a new world order. There are people that there are plans. The Bible tells us it's going to happen. One day the Antichrist is going to rise, but this system we're in is going to end. And there's going to be a new world order. Well, for their symbolism, one side of that means out of this side is going to come this side. And it's usually a phoenix. All that double-headed eagle also represents a phoenix. And a phoenix was a bird that burned up and came back. So that's what you're seeing. So that was on the mountain. Man, you see it everywhere. You start looking. I see t-shirts all the time. Christians wearing this. Because they don't have a clue what they're wearing. And here's why it matters. Look, so does it guarantee you're going to pick up a demon from wearing a shirt? No. Could. But are you going to... Does that in any way agree with God and His ways? It's representative of the Antichrist kingdom to come. And them looking forward to that. Why, as a born-again Christian, would I want to represent that anywhere? See that cross there? That's called a Jerusalem cross. But the other name for it is a Baphomet cross. The Baphomet is one of the principal gods of Freemasonry. It's both male and female. Okay? And it's a goat-headed being that's both male and female. It's very wicked looking. Just look it up. B-A-P-H-O-M-E-N-E-T. Baphomet. B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. And one time I saw that TBN was giving those out to anybody to make a donation. My people perishing or destroyed for lack of knowledge. So that cross, an iron cross, is part of the German, the Nazi cross, earth, wind, fire, and rain again. There's a gremlin, an old dragon, Revelation 12:9. Who are we fighting? The old serpent, the dragon of old. If you're a Christian, why in the world would you want a dragon? I shared with people one time when my son was younger, we had a little boy who's over, he's about 8 or 9, and this kid was, let's just say he was a handful, okay? And I mean a big handful. But he had this dragon shirt on. So we sat down to eat a sandwich, and I said, son, you belong to Jesus? And he said, yeah, I do. And I said, well, I read the story of Revelation about the serpent of old, that dragon, the serpent of old. And I said, that's the devil. I said, you want to wear a shirt that's got the devil on it? And he said, no. And I said, well, if I give you another one, will you wear it? And he said, yeah. And so I gave him that shirt, and his behavior totally changed. Totally. Just from that. And I didn't throw the shirt away. It wasn't mine to destroy. I sent home with his parents. But I was young in the Lord. So, I mean, now I would have told his parents. But then I was just glad to get him behaving well.
States of mind. Dream catchers. Last thing I was saying about Native Americans and some of the ties to the culture. Listen, when you become born again, forget. Listen, food, those, who cares? And we can be blessed for who we are, but I'm born again. I'm of the family of God. It doesn't matter what's behind me anymore. It doesn't matter. I'm of the tribe of Judah now. And so anything of my ancestors that's unholy, I need nothing to do with. Dream catchers. American Indian magic spider web inside a sacred circle. Its design is to catch evil spirits as they're coming after your dreams. But what it's going to do is bring evil spirits to come into your dreams. Guaranteed. Evil eye. Symbol of a dreadful fabled curse. There's that eye of Horus again. See it? Okay? This is the eye of Horus. This is in India, eye of Horus. Okay? It's the same symbol. Different cultures all over. This is Egyptian. That's India. You also see that sometimes in Native American culture. Because listen, once Babylon, when the Lord scrambled the languages, sent everybody all over the world, Babylonian language or Babylonian religion went everywhere. Just changed names for the culture. But I want to tell you about the evil eye. One time we were in a ministry, and people in other cultures, they believe there is a way that people can project things at you that when through their eyes with wickedness, with wicked intent. And we were at this ministry, and my wife and this daughter in the Lord of ours were in that ministry. They were leadership in that particular ministry. And they both woke up. Callie woke up. She said, "My eye feels like it's got gravel in it, like all night long." And she said, "It hurts." And he looked at her eye, and it was real red. And this daughter in the Lord came in, and she had the same thing. She said, "My eye, it feels like I got gravel in it." And we're walking along, and it just came to me like this. I said, "I break the power of the evil eye," just like that. The Lord gave me that, and I said, "I break the power of the evil eye." And immediately their eyes healed. Okay? Well, there was a witch in there working it. We knew. Okay? That was working that ministry. But what she had done was project that on those women. But anyway, God is bigger, right? Amen? Say, Lord, you're bigger than every plan, every scheme, every wile, and all the power of the enemy. So, that there, it's common. You see a lot of Christians wearing that. Looks cool. Necklace called the Italian horn. It's their good luck charm. Power Rangers. See the lightning bolt? That's Zeus, Odin, Chongo in the Voodoo Pantheon. Oh, Oxen in the Voodoo Pantheon. But listen. So, Zeus took a woman, human, for a wife and had a son named Hercules. Odin, the Nordic god, took a woman for a wife and had a son named Thor. Okay? Same story, different culture. Anybody ever see the Avengers? Well, you don't need to watch the Avengers. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why further. That there is a mandala. You can get a coloring book. You can go there at Walmart. Now they got a coloring book. And you can color your way to happiness coloring mandalas if you want to. People got carpets and rugs and things on there and they think it's okay. Well, that is a Buddhist symbolism about opening a portal to their gods. Okay? Because they worship other gods. They worship Buddha, but they work with spirits. You need to know that. All right. Here's the Hindu elephant god, the mixture. So that happened before the flood, listen, so with the fallen angels, okay? But they also mixed with animals. There's nothing new under the sun. What will be, what happened before will happen again, according to Solomon, okay? Now our scientists are mixing humans with animals. They're called chimeras. They're all over the world. They officially say that they aren't doing it, but let me tell you something. They're trying to make soldiers, super soldiers. If you're a soldier and you can run like a cheetah, and you've got the strength of a lion, and you can see like an eagle, would you not be a superior soldier to a normal human? Then, so we're supposed to officially have restraints, but you need to understand there's no restraint.
There is no restraint to what the military wants to do if they're searching to create a super soldier. And there's no restraint on the Russians, and there's no restraint on the Chinese, I promise you. So they broke the Human Genome Code a few years ago, officially. It's probably done way before that. That means they have mapped out the DNA completely, and they understand how to alter it and to mix. See, God made it where only things of their own kind could breed together. So your DNA could never mix with anything that wasn't of your kind. Okay? Well, what they've done is break that so they can mix humans and animals. Okay? So all these things that you look in all these cultures, mermaids, mermen, the elephant god, this elephant, he's got a human body, and you start looking at all through that. They weren't just crazy cavemen having an imagination. This was done pre-flood. So, the technology, listen, the technology before the flood was greater than the technology we have now.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.